This episode of the WDub Review is sponsored by buyandselldvc.com.
Hi, this is Rick Forbes at the Indie Disney Meet, and you're listening to the WDub Review podcast.
Hi, this is Emma Rose, and I am at the
Indie Disney Meet,
and you are listening to the WDub Review.
Hello, welcome to the WDub Review, and I am your host, Chris Smalek, and I'm joined by all of the family today. I'm joined by Peter Ponacorval. How are you, Pete?
I'm well.
I'm joined by Stacey Nyman. How are you, Stacey?
Awesome.
I should probably give an acknowledgement.
Always a one-up in me.
Right?
It is, I know. True.
I should probably give an acknowledgement. When you say awesome, I should probably say good, but I just blew right past it, right?
That's okay. I don't mind.
All right. I'm joined by B. Thaxton. How are you?
Happy to be home.
I could imagine. And Scott Farioli, how are you?
Doing great over here.
Excellent. So we usually start the show with some kind of intro, like what's going on in your life or how are you doing or share something. But we're gathered here today. That kind of sounded weird. We're gathered here today because...
It's wedding time.
Right? We are gathered here
celebrate
today.
This thing called life.
All right. We just got back from Indianapolis, where we participated in the 2018 Indie Disney Meet, and we wanted to share our experiences because we had an amazing time. So, before we even start, Scott and B flew up from Florida. Pete, Stacy, and myself, we drove down from Chicago. And
with gummies.
With gummies. and you know, honestly, since we're all really good friends and we're sponsors of the show, Scott sponsors the WDub Review podcast, you know, we kind of did this as a team approach. And I think the weekend far exceeded anything we had in our minds. So you guys don't always want to hear me talk. And Scott and B and Pete and Stacy are so talented. I want to have them kind of describe what happened this weekend.
Why do you lie to people? I am the least talented person I know.
Hey, Pete, here's why.
I'll agree. But you cut grass
See?
Really good.
Thank you. That's one thing I'm not good at.
Pete, here's what I know. Here's what I've learned through our EDCOT group, that we may be the least talented people in EDCOT, seeing how talented,
yeah, apparently.
Right? Between Greg Nevis and Tyler, I mean, these guys are artists. We're the least talented people.
Tammy.
Right? No doubt about it.
There's some great Photoshop skills in there as well from
Michael Black.
Michael Black.
He's awesome.
All we do is we just kind of ride on people's coattails and hope they continue to listen to us. So,
well, we gathered them all together as we did today.
It was our plan.
Gathered exactly. Today.
Surround yourself
with
good
Chris's
people.
Idea. I was just told show up.
Show up.
I don't like
just
my wedding.
What time?
Be the eye candy, Pete. Just show up, right?
Yep. All right. What time am I getting married? Where I gotta be? Okie doke. I'll see you then.
All right. So start us off. So Pete, Stacy, you guys want to start us off with it?
Sure.
Okay.
Stacy, so go right ahead.
Give us your give us our role and tell us your first impression.
So I have been a guest at the Indie Disney Meet for the past couple of years. So when I arrived, people were already in the hall and, you know, seated, and it was already kind of crowded. But this year, being able to go early as a member of the expo people, it was really cool to be able to see all the other people who work in Disney media and travel agencies and places like that, and just be able to talk to people that I've seen their faces over and over again. And it was
heard
their voices, right?
Yeah.
It was just kind of a cool bonding time before everybody came. And, you know, you go into it, you're not sure what to expect in terms of these other people who are doing similar things that as you are. But there was absolutely no competition. There was no, this is our area. Don't encroach in our territory. It was absolutely 100% camaraderie and just, you know, partnership, and because we're all getting together with common bonds, and that was really cool to be a part of that.
Well, Stacy, just so you know, that's because you came in late. Pete, myself, walked in there with Scott, and we immediately looked around and said, if you take my table, I swear I am good. We set the
I was in the bathroom during that time.
We set actually, what we did was they gave us tables, and we said, can we have those instead?
Okay,
yeah,
so,
actually, that is kind of what we did.
We need to edit the one I just said. I mean, I was all nice and flowers and balloons and unicorns.
No, the first thing,
that's
yeah, the
kind
first
of my part of the show anyway.
Yeah, the first thing we did was steal two people's tables.
This is going downhill fast.
It is true, though.
No, they're not here. We'd like their setup, please. Thank you.
Yes. Yep, that's exactly right. They were late.
All right, so what was our role when we got there? What did they expect like us to do? What were you expecting us to do?
Pete?
Oh, I thought he was asking you that.
Either.
Well, I already talked. Now it's your turn.
All right, well, I mean, we were there basically to kind of spread our brand in hope that some of our listeners, you guys out there, were able to come and meet with us and, you know, participate in the event and help raise money for a really great cause.
Yeah. So,
and in at the same time, we got to kind of fanboy or fangirl over other people in the Disney community that we listen to and, you know, we look up to as far as like podcasters or Disney media or however you want to put it.
Okay. Scott, what was your impression? You're in Bees. What was your impression when you walked in?
I can say, I don't want to say first impression, but I will say that after setting everything up, I was similar to Stacy. I know I said to you, Chris, and I said it to Arundel Prince as well. It was 10:30 in the morning by the time we were kind of like done setting up the table. There, you know, it was just other vendors there with us, and you know, you're sweaty from setting everything up. And I was just walking around with a huge smile on my face because you're seeing all these other people that you know, a lot of people you don't know. You're seeing tons of Disney stuff. There's some Disney music playing. There's big Mickey heads all over the place. And it was just an atmosphere that just made you smile. Mm-hmm. I mean, the event hadn't even started yet. You know, the all the people weren't there. It was just you know, a handful of vendors setting stuff up. But it felt like a place of inclusion and happiness. You know, you were like, these are people who love Disney. They're here with me. It's early in the morning, and everybody's in a good mood, and you're chatting with people, and you're kind of taking a look at other people's stuff. And it was just an amazing feeling.
B, what about you?
I was just excited to be there. The music was going. Everybody was happy. We were getting everything set up.
She had already received gummies.
I got to meet people that I've heard and talked to and heard names, and I got to put a lot of faces with names.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what helped me? And so this is Stacy and Pete. I don't want to speak for you guys. When we were first asked, I was actually a little nervous about it because, to be honest, you know, they want people that are established in the Disney community. And I think we're all fragile to a certain extent. And I was like, I don't know, we're kind of bumpkins, you know, and whatnot. I still think that way about our show, and I hope I always think that way. But it's like, oh, man, I know the Be Our Guest podcast is going to be there, and I know that Lou's going to be there. And here's Pete, Chris, and Stacy. So, like, we put a battle plan out. We were like, okay, so this is what we need to do. So we got this, and we went and set ourselves up. And then you guys wanted to join and joined us. So it was like having the entire team there. So it was like we showed up in force. And, you know, honestly, I give us credit. We had some really good materials there. We had, I think our booths might have actually looked potentially the best in the group or very close to it.
We had the most interactive groups, booths.
We did. And I'm not going to name them, but there were other booths that were like relatively close to us that I felt bad for because all of a sudden you come down to the buy and sell and the Dubs Corner and there's 20 people in line and a few tables
they're,
and
they're just sitting there.
They're just sitting there. So like not only did we come, we were prepared and we had a good battle plan and you know what? it was awesome. We kicked butt, and I was proud to say that, honestly, it was never stressful. And I think having all five of us there together, it was like, this is the squad. You know, you're going to come in this corner, this is my squad. You know, so they were immediately amongst the family. So it just made like a really relaxed environment for all of us.
Can I say there were more than five of us.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, too.
Your son and your daughter really helped out.
Yeah, Team Nyman, Team Malik, you know, Missy
Everybody.
Was there with Pete. And, yeah, it was like a family approach to getting things done. So
it was, and it felt that way.
Mm-hmm. So that was at least my first thought. And you are right, Scott and Pete, you are right. So when you're looking over, one table away from us, we got, you know, you got Jeff Barnes, you got Lou down the corner there. You got
Jim Hill.
You got Mike and Ricky. You've got all these guys. You got Chris with Behind the Ears. You got all these guys just that you hear, and now you're putting faces. And let's not like even forget, and we'll mention them later on, about the people that we know that came to join to see Scott and to see B and to see Pete and Stacy. So that made the day for us. But let's take this in section by section, if that's cool with you guys. Pete,
okay.
I'm going to put this in your court. Tell me about the food.
The food. Well, there was food. What else do you need to know?
Tell us what kind.
No, there was food. Basically, was put out for everybody throughout the entire event. Some of it brought by volunteers. Others of it donated by local restaurants. I think Chick-fil-A had stuff out there. Papa John's Pizza had stuff up there. There was just all kinds of stuff. If you couldn't find something to eat, that was your own fault.
Mm-hmm. Imagine the biggest potluck dinner anyone's ever had, and then like triple it. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, yep. Easily. Yeah.
And tell us about the Dole Whips. Was Dole Whips available, Pete?
Dole Whips were available to the point where the machine was actually having a hard time keeping up.
It was.
I kept seeing other people with these perfectly frozen Dole Whip, and then when I went up there to get mine, I got like Dole Whip soup.
Yours was like Charlie Brown
like,
with
the
rock
heck?
Every time.
Yeah, really? I was like, I'm going to go try to kick a field goal soon and end up on my back.
I did hear Teresa say that she's going to have to buy her own machine to keep up with the flow, because I think she said there was a number, Pete, that over 1,500 people, and that was, I think, a low estimate, attended, and they just couldn't keep up with the machine, just couldn't keep up with the flow of freezing it in time. They're going to have to go with two machines in the future.
So, yeah, no, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. Vegetarian, non-vegetarian, pizza, sandwiches, pulled pork, meatballs, anything you could imagine.
Hot dogs. I mean,
lots of dessert.
If you wanted something
cookies,
to eat,
homemade brownies,
and you couldn't find something, that was your own fault.
Okay, so here's the most important question. It was actually hard for us to break away because we didn't know what the traffic flow was going to be to get the food. What did you eat? What did you guys eat? Because I tell you what I ate during the day, and it was kind of almost embarrassing what I ate. What did you guys eat?
I had a hot dog.
Yeah, I grabbed a couple pieces of pizza here and there.
Mm-hmm. Scott,
I got a hot dog after the event because I barely made it outside the table the entire time. As you know, I had to send your son to go get me food at like 3:30 in the afternoon because I needed to take a little medicine and I need to get some food in me. I said, he's like, what do you want? I'm like, just grab anything they have. And he came back with like half a bagel, some tortillas and salsa. And
mustard.
Yeah. He came back with mustard. I was like,
nothing
what the
to
heck
put
is
the
this?
Mustard on, but mustard.
He's like, well, I was going to get you a hot dog, but there's only like half a hot dog left. Somebody broke it in half, so I didn't get you that.
Yeah. Stacy, what did you eat?
So I had a hot dog, and that was pretty successful, but I got a bunch of other stuff, and then the table was just so jam-packed that I just kind of let it sit for about an hour and a half and had to throw it away. So then I had a piece of pizza, I think, later on, and I think I ended up with two Dole Whips, so that, you know, I think
what?
That's a pretty successful day. I know.
Yeah,
my Dole Whip was perfectly frozen, and Pete was looking at
me
like a little
puppy
dog.
Dole Whip.
Oh.
Well, no, I literally, my first one was Dole Whip soup, and then I went up to get another one because I wanted a real frozen Dole Whip, and I got the last of the Dole Whip, and it was literally an inch of Dole Whip on the side of a cup.
Yeah.
I never even got any.
It was like I just got the big middle finger from the Dole Whip machine all day. It was really depressing. I'm just not happy.
So I don't want to speak for you guys again, but, you know, I had, I think, even less than you guys. I had an Uncrustable, and I think I had a bagel quarter. But you know what? I didn't even care, because, like, when you were there from 12 until 7, seeing these people and talking to your friends, it was like, and you're going to, like laugh. It was like your adrenaline was pumping at, like, 100 miles an hour. You didn't care what you were eating. It was like being at your wedding. All of a sudden, you looked around, and it was like, holy cow, it's like 5:15. So none of that mattered until about like 7:30 at night. Then all of a sudden the hunger kicked in at that point. But
then we go to Blaze.
And then we went to Blaze Pizza. So
we had to go to Blaze Pizza.
Yep. So I don't know if you guys cared, but for me, it was like, whatever, we're good, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So Stacy, so let me ask you, we covered a little bit about the food. You want to, what can I put in your corner? How about the silent auction in the kids area?
Yeah. So the silent auction area was really fun for me because I was the one of the, out of the team, I put together our donation basket. So all of the people who were participating in the expo, at least to my knowledge, were asked to donate to the silent auction. So I took that on and had a great time putting together our little Adventureland basket, which did pretty well with what it sold for. So that was good. But I contacted Kim Del Prince about this, just kind of asking if there was anything that she wanted to share about the auction. So I'm just going to kind of go through what she said about it, just kind of after the fact. Because her ideas, you know, will really shine through here. So she said that this was the first year that they ran their auction online. So previously, it would be the classic silent auction format where people would walk around with pens and just kind of put their numbers down on things. And, you know,
dangerous.
It is. And I think that that's the hard part. I think that it allows people to be more interactive with the auction, but it just doesn't always work very well. You have people who just don't play by the rules, and you have people who who miss out on things just because they might be having a conversation. So having it online solves a lot of problems in that way. I think it makes it a lot more fair to everyone. And also the reach was so much farther. I mean, people were able to purchase things. One of my friends texted me and said that she won something from the auction. She's in Chicago. So it was, you know, more people can participate in this. And I know that for some, that's sad because they, you know, they're at the meet. They want to be able to, you know, they're there. They want to be the ones who are bidding on things. But in the long run, this is for the kids. This is for Give Kids a World. Let's raise as much money as we possibly can. So so I thought that was a great step to be able to kind of move up to that. And as we go along, I think that technology is going to improve and it's just going to get easier to do this. But she said there were 160 items donated by volunteers, sponsors, expo participants, and various businesses. They spread those items over two closings. One was at 5 o'clock and one was at 6 o'clock. 152 of the 160 items were awarded for pickup or for shipping. So if you were off-site, if you were not at the auction and you won an item, they ship it to you at your cost. So they kind of figured out shipping for each of those things. And she said that they feel that it was very successful and will be working to tweak things to continue to improve the experience going forward. So I thought that the silent auction was great. And the best part about it, because I've attended a lot of silent auctions, I felt that the checkout line went really fast. So, I mean, I looked and it was already, you know, people were going through that really fast. So this system obviously also works well for checking things out. There's not as much pen and paper, I don't think, that they have to do.
Yes, especially if you have a kid with you to go make them stand in line for you, right, Chris?
That's the best way to do it.
Well, and your wife couldn't run around and bid on 15 things, Pete. this year. Well, no,
purposely didn't even download the app because I knew what would happen.
Scott and B, you guys had something really cool for the auction too. What did you guys have?
We had a Dooney and Burke
Jack
Skeleton bag.
Dang. So,
and we didn't think it sold, but it comes to find out it sold. It was shipped out to someone.
Okay.
It was in the first ending.
Can I ask?
I don't know what it sold for.
I was going to say.
I don't know.
Okay. So I saw your Dooney and Burke bag, and I thought, dang, that's a nice looking bag. It was a big one, too.
Yes.
Okay. Stacy, do you remember how much our basket sold for?
I think it was $160, if I'm not mistaken. Do you remember what I posted it at?
It was close.
It was 160.
I mean, that's pretty good. We had stuff from Tamara Spidell from Magical Mara Design. We had Kristen Waldbeezer and Patrick Kling's. It was a signed book, right, in there?
It was autographed book. Both of them signed it, yes.
Okay. What else did we have?
And then we had, from Kristen as well, we had a custom Dole Whip shirt. It said, whatever, I'm getting a Dole Whip. And it was...
I saw that.
Awesome, sparkly. I worked with her to come up with the color, so I feel like I'm pretty much a part of this one, too. And then there was also a set of coasters and an Adventurers Club mug that I purchased at Walt Disney World this past summer. So that all put together was a nice little Adventureland themed basket.
And Kristen has an Etsy shop for that stuff too, right? It's like
she does.
Yeah, Charity Designs, I think.
Yes, but it's, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So we really, you did a great job. That basket was really cool and it was really well themed. So
thank you.
Scott B, did you guys buy anything?
No, didn't have time to go buy anything.
That was hard. That was one of the it's not a complaint. That was a struggle for us to get over there to actually look at the stuff, which I guess is, it's not the end of the world. I was able to buy one thing. I was in the running for three things, but I ended up just with one. And so that was
Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
One of the items you wanted, you said was when it hit 300, you were backing out. It sold for 285 and you didn't get it.
All right. So here's why. And
it was a $25 up, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it went to $285, and then there was no $295, $300. It automatically
went to $310.
Yeah, or $315 or $325, so it automatically jumped me to the next level. I couldn't even put it in any lower.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was up for that, but, three of the things I wanted were above $150. So at the end of the day, I was hoping someone would outbid me for some of it. So, but I ended up getting one nice thing from Jim Shore, a Lion King kind of like figure that is on my mantle right now. So that was
pretty cool. I saw that.
Tell us about the kids area, Stacy.
Yeah. So I just kind of like the big theme as what we've been all saying. It was really hard for us to get around the meet to kind of see things. Last year, I spent a lot of time in the kid area with Britta. This year, I was just really busy. So Chris's wife, Lisa, took them, Beatrice and Britta, there quite a bit. Scott was there with them. Lucy and Sophie were there with them. I didn't get to see it. I kind of peeked in a few times. But I talked to Nicole Orr, who was the volunteer in charge of the kid area. And she kind of listed the things that were available in this area. So I'm just going to tell you some of the stuff I'm really regretting not making my way over there. But there was a virtual reality experience, which featured a hot air balloon ride.
Air balloon, yes.
What on earth? I wish I would have gone over there. And then there was interactive Toy Story themed games featuring Bo Peep's sheep whack, like whack-a-mole, alien hunting, which is like duck hunt, an RC car riding experience, and an actual life-size RC car with a computer screen for racing. So that seems like it was pretty interactive there. I saw pictures that Lisa took of Britta and Beatrice in this area, the Mr. Potato Head building area. It was just kind of a big area with a bunch of Mr. Potato Head stuff for kids to play with. There was selfie backdrops and props. There was face painting, nail painting, and temporary tattoos. Nicole said that was by far the most popular area. So,
I saw quite a few people with face painting done.
Yes, and that is always so popular. Yeah, and then
Lisa say she stood in line for over an hour.
Yes, and that's why. I asked Nicole too. I said, I think that maybe some of our group might be able to volunteer next year. So I'm going to talk to my daughter, Sophie, who will be 16 at the time, and see if she might want to lend a hand over there because she loves doing stuff like that. but there were princess meet and greets featuring Anna, Elsa, Ariel, Moana. There was a photo booth that had printed pictures, which we have a really cute set on our fridge of Beatrice and Britta. There was a DJ. There were tables with puzzles and board games. And then they also had the 501st characters and droids made appearances throughout the day to interact with guests. But Nicole wanted me to really highlight the fact that the kids' hall was for kids of all ages. And there were many adults without kids who came in to take advantage of the activities in there, too. So it sounds like it was just a blast, and it was a big success throughout the day.
So Scott and B and Pete, I don't know if you know this. So BB and Britta are playing. BB-8 comes rolling by.
Oh, man.
I heard about this, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, so Britta's in front of BB-8, and she's all happy, and she's kind of smiling and gives it a hug, and then her arms slide up, and she literally decapitates BB-8, where BB-8's head comes flying off, and watching the controller look down with a horrified look on his face as he scrambles to get BB-8's head. Yes, I did the only thing I could as the dad in that situation. I came back to the podcast table and I left the kids unattended because I didn't want to claim them as mine at that point. So I just pretty much ignored it. I did go and see him later on and I said, hey, is BB-8 okay? And he said, why? I said, well, he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, was it your daughter? I said, well, kinda, yeah. So BB-8 was fine. It was okay.
And Britta was extremely traumatized. And then for the rest of the day, whenever there was BB-8, we had to go around the long way to avoid BB-8 because she was completely humiliated and traumatized over that incident.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
She now hates BB-8. So that's pretty cool, I guess.
Well, she did cut the head off of him, so. Hey, Scott.
I would think it'd be the other way around. I would think BB-8 wouldn't like her.
I know.
Scott, tell us what happened at the expo. Who was there and what was going on there?
Are you talking about vendors or people or which way are we going with this one?
Yes, everything.
Excellent. Perfect. I'm not going to go with the vendors because I don't even know. There was a ton of vendors there, mostly travel agents, podcasts. There was the candle ladies that you guys are friends with now, and a lot of really great people there. My main thing was just the amount of people. I thought that they were going to come in waves. I've been to trade shows before. I've never been to this event, obviously. And I sat there and I said to myself, okay, everybody's probably going to come first thing when it opens and we're going to get slammed. And as you know, this is from 12 to 7. So I said, okay, I'm guessing maybe from 12 to 2 or 3 it's probably going to get busy. And then I'm guessing it's going to tail off kind of as the day goes on. And that never happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you know, I don't think there was more than a minute throughout the entire day where there wasn't somebody at the table. And we were giving away, you know, bags, and we were trying to talk to people about DVC with, you know, renting points and purchasing contracts. And we had a little try your luck, pick a duck, where you pick a little name and you could possibly win a prize. And it was just nonstop. I, you know, B and I were both going. We had to have your son and your daughter come over and help us, and they're helping us because all the kids are coming, and everybody's trying to win prizes, and people are coming over to have, like, their little passports stamped because every table gets a stamp. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you fill them all up, you get a prize. So, I mean, it was just nonstop the entire day, and I couldn't believe how many people were there and how many people specifically came to see you guys and how many came to see us. And this, B has a huge, big following in Epcot and some of the groups. A lot of people were coming to see B, and we saw several people who had rented from us before, several people who had bought from us before. There's a family, the Kripe family, who I know you guys didn't really meet, but I mean, I first rented points to them 8 years ago.
Awesome.
You know, they last minute they decided that day that they were going to come up and check out the event to come say hi. And I mean, it was just a lot of fun, a lot of people. And unfortunately, because of how busy it was, we didn't get to spend as much time with a lot of these people. Like, there's a lot of people that came in from your Edcock group where, you know, I'm sure you probably want to spend more, you know, the Lee family and Rick. And I mean, like, there's so many people that came in where you just wanted to spend time, Chad, where you'd want to spend time talking to them. But you didn't get to as much because it was just crazy. I mean, you know, we never really stopped. It was much more hectic than I thought it was going to be. I mean, again, your kids saved our butts because we really needed it because there were so many people. And as you said earlier, with you guys having a prize and a giveaway and us having a prize and a giveaway, I didn't really see anybody else have that. You know, we had games to play. Everybody was coming to us, and we were getting kids that were coming over 4 and 5 times.
Yeah,
going,
that was.
Where are your parents?
Some kids, that was like, probably my daughter.
Can I spin?
No, one little boy came the 5th time, and I looked at him. I said, "You've been here 5 times." He said, "My mom sent me over." I said, "You go get your mom and come back." And comes back with his mom. He says, "Oh, look, it's a duck game." I said, "Yes, he came over a while ago, and I told him he had to bring you back because he'd already played 5 times." And she said, "What do you mean you've already played 5 times?"
It was a little crazy, and there was a lot of kids there, and a lot of times they weren't supervised, and they were just coming over and playing, and I mean, it was a lot of fun, but it was just nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we have an adult that kept coming back and back until he could finally try to win a prize?
Oh, yeah, we had several adults who kept coming back, and finally, you know, and eventually, you know, one of the guys was just like, had no personality. He just came over. He was like frowning every time, and eventually he won. And I was like, really? Fine. And, you know, he won a hat. We had a bunch of hats as a giveaway, and he got that, and that made him happy.
Oh,
you know,
that's good.
These are adults who are coming over and just playing over and over. You know, not a smile, not a hello, just like, it was like business for them trying to win a prize.
Yeah. We had a box that started out with 200 bags of gummy bears.
I didn't eat any.
Yeah, okay. how many bags did we leave with, Chris?
Two.
Really? Oh,
two wow. Out of 200.
And I think I did give him the B.
Maybe.
Probably.
So,
and those gummy bears were hard to kind of win. I mean, it wasn't, we spun, our booth had a wheel to spin. And so whatever prize you land on, that's what you get. So I think that we started off with 3 or 4 spots for gummy bears. And there was, you know, what, how many, 12 slots on that wheel or 10 slots on that wheel? So we eventually ended up putting it down to only 1 slot for gummy bears as we started.
We didn't have any left.
Exactly. We started kind of dwindling down in numbers.
I didn't need them.
So it was, you know, so that kind of lets you see how, you know, 200 we started with, but I mean, that was, you know, mm-hmm. probably thousands of wheel spins to, mm-hmm. to dwindle down to those 2 bags.
Yep.
Yeah, well, with us, everybody got a duck. When they picked a duck, if they didn't win a prize, they at least got a piece of candy. We started off with about 1,500 pieces of candy and only went home with about 300 or 400, maybe.
Wow.
Maybe. And I know between prizes and candy, we gave away a lot of stuff. And I mean, I know you mentioned it before, Chris. I'll say it again. I think that both of our tables were probably 2 of the strongest ones there with having giveaways and fun stuff. You know, there were lines for both of our tables. We were right next to you, so a lot of times they'd come through you. As you mentioned, they were backed up. Yeah, they were backed up 20 deep a lot of time. You know, they'd come through you, hit you up, and then they'd come hit us. So, I mean, a lot of times there were other vendors I was looking, and there's nobody there. And both of our tables had these long lines that just never ended.
I will say it was a little out of place when you stood up and you pointed at those tables and you laughed at them. That was a little out of place, Scott. I'm just going to call you out to that right now.
With the maniacal laughter.
It was.
This is the indie Disney meet. They got to bring their A game. Right? And if they don't bring it, you got to let them know.
So can I tell you my favorite part of the expo?
Yes.
Yes.
So I loved our selfie contest that we had going on. So we had it was so fun. So we had a contest going on where you were giving away 2 $15 gift cards. So you could win one by being a new like on our Facebook page. But then we didn't want to, you know, I always hate it when there's contests for just new people or like when there's a promotion for like a new customer. So we wanted to give everybody that was their love, you know, if they had already liked our page, there was another way to win. So it was by taking selfies with the co-hosts of the podcast. So we had so many people come through to take selfies with us. And it's so fun to see them just pop up. And they're still kind of popping up as people go home and they go through their pictures. They, oh yeah, I forgot about this. And they're posting them. So that's been super fun to just kind of relive those memories. We got some great selfies, and we have a lot of new people joining the Epcot group and just communicating and interacting with us online too. So hopefully we're getting some new listeners. And if you were there, thank you so much for being there and for doing that with us. That just made our day just hysterical at times, and just really, really, it just kept it moving along. So that was
and
great.
Just an FYI, Michael Black was not there.
Yeah, no, if I scared your kids, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, I mean,
there was one little girl. Sorry, she, Pete.
No, there was one little girl. I even crouched down to try to get down by, like, closer to her level, and she was very leery of taking a picture of me. But then when I saw the picture posted, she was smiling for me.
Yeah, it was
ear.
A good picture.
I don't know if it was a good just, picture. Like, she didn't want to talk to me or
it's
what.
Okay, Scott made a little boy cry. Rick's kid. Rick's
yeah, I
boy.
Saw that. That was that was harsh to people on Saturday.
Unbelievable. So,
well, it was that laughter, that maniacal laughter.
Exactly. Right? So, Scott, you mentioned something, and before we leave, I have a plan for how we're going to solve that for any future Indie Disney meets. When you talked about how we didn't spend the time that we wanted to with people. So, and just briefly, I want to give a shout-out, and this list, I'm hoping it's complete, because I don't want to leave anybody out. So for Jamie Price and for Jan Gerbers and Jody Strock and Chad Pennycuff and his family and Rick, who drove 5.5 hours, and Tyler and Katrina and their kids, Bella and Carson, that drove 3.5 hours. And
Sheingolds, Florence.
Correct. And Jamie Robbins, Chris Salata, Florence, and Pete, Laura Fitzpatrick was there. So
yep, Laura was there.
Laura was
without
there.
Without her baby.
Without the baby. And anybody that we might have missed, we apologize. But the fact that you would take any time out of your life to spend a little time with us, I got to be honest, for that like one moment in time right there, you made us feel like we were like $1 million. And we will thank you for that forever. So for coming to...
I'm usually $1.5 million, so...
Wah, wah.
You just ruined it, Pete. You just ruined it. You just ruined it.
That's my job here, man. So, enough figured this out in 140 plus shows.
But weren't you amazed, though, brother, to see those people actually travel to come see?
It was absolutely humbling that people would come there and seek us out just to say hi.
And it wasn't always for us, too. And, you know, we were just a small part of that. And so here's, you know, Scott, too, you know, I don't want to overshadow, you know, what you said earlier, but, you know, you got Mike and Ricky with the Be Our Guest podcast. You got Lou Mangiello in the front. You put those two guys in a room. I don't know if you got anybody else that you would say is like a godfather of Disney podcasting than those two dudes in the room. You got Jim Hill. You got,
I don't want to interrupt, but I was talking to Jim Hill for a minute, and he said something to me at the time.
Get away from me, creepy.
Seem like you would...
Is that what he said?
No. He actually said...
Told me that.
You know, well, it doesn't surprise me. He said something to me that it didn't really strike me as it would apply to us, per se, but more to him. But, you know, the more I thought about it, he's like, you know, it becomes a very strange feeling when you realize that you're a part of people's lives when all you're doing is just talking with friends or having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You become a part of somebody's life without even realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
So when these people come up and talk to you and they try to show their
gratitude.
I don't have
gratitude,
the word
for this.
Their gratitude for what you're doing. And it doesn't really, it's one of those weird things, like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just being me.
Having fun, right?
Right. And he's like, it becomes a strange phenomenon when you start to realize that your voice is a part of somebody else's life.
Well, not only that, too, for us, and I'm going to give B and Scott credit for this, too, because let's be honest, you know, even though we have the show, our social media presence isn't anywhere near Scott and B's. Scott and B are out there every day, hundreds of posts, and I saw people come up to them and be like, oh my gosh, I recognize you, and it was just really cool to see that. And Scott and B, you know, Scott's been on other podcasts, and B's been, you know, on the radio, but to see people say, oh my gosh, I'm part of the DVC group, and I just wanted to come see you, that was an awesome thing. I was laughing, and I was like got goosebumps just watching people hug you guys, and it was a really cool experience.
Yeah, I had a an idea of a few of the people that were coming, but Kat Phillips was walking around, and she's exclusively LuLaRoe Disney stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's walking around filming, and she goes, "Oh my God, there's Bea Thaxton. Hey, Bea, how are you? Say hello to all the girls." And I was like, "Oh my God, it's Kat." And I had no idea that she was even going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a gentleman that I sold him and his wife a 500-point boardwalk contract. Don't we all wish we had that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Richard and Kim Landry. And they just had a new grandson. And I said, "You need to come and bring me that grandbaby." They drove 4.5 hours with a 9-day-old grandchild for me to see the baby.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
With that 9-day-old
baby just for me to be able to see the grandbaby. Because he's bringing back the girls in October, which I've met before, his granddaughters. But this is the first grandson. And I was like, "Oh, I just want to take him out of that swaddling holding."
Did Scott make him cry, Bea? Did Scott make him cry then?
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't let Scott anywhere near him.
I'm selected with who I may cry.
Oh my gosh.
Great. Rick's really happy now. Well, anyways, the point of that wasn't to say that, hey, we think we're important. We're not. We all know we're knuckleheads.
We're
knuckleheads. And we are completely honored and flabbergasted and stunned that you guys would take that. And we will always be thankful for that. So, at the end, I want to tell you my plan of how to do this. But for right now, Bea, they had a breakout room. And this is where, if you weren't on the main stage, and so on the main stage was Roxy Dar, who was just killing it, singing like every princess.
I ran over no children.
You did run over children, Bea, on your way to go and see Roxy Dar.
I hear someone at the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So... And then
Britta's knocking on our door.
Go check it out while I'm talking here. Go check it out. And then Lou Mangiello took the stage. And then Mike Rallman took the stage with the Be Our Guest podcast. And Chris Salata opened it up, the very opening act. But what was the breakout room, Bea? What was that about?
Okay, well, you gave me two assignments. One was the breakout room, which I just got to say, I never got to. I didn't have time. I didn't even know it was there.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a little research. The mom's panel started it out, which was really cool because they're all about saving money and how to travel with children of different ages. And it's just a really cool little group. If you've never listened to them or joined them or watched them, they are very, very selective as to who they take. You've got to have so much Disney knowledge. And I wish I had been able to hear that because they did a podcast with the Be Our Guest crew, and I wish I had been able to hear that, and I'm hoping they're going to record it and I can go back and listen to it.
For sure they will.
Yeah. Then they had Jeff Barnes, and I think we all pretty much know he's a Disney motivational speaker, a best-selling author. He's been around for a while. You all talked about him earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Hill was next. Jim Hill is the Disney historian.
When I think of like people that educate me and entertain me in the Disney community, I think of Jim Corcus. I think of Jim Hill. I don't think of a whole lot after that. Those guys right there, you pretty much put me in a room with those guys, and I don't know if I'd say a word. I would just want to listen and absorb. So there are two premier authorities on that. So I love hearing Jim talk. He's great.
Yeah. The other thing that you gave me was entertainment. That was my other assignment for tonight. Lou Mangiello, everybody knows who he is. Disney expert extraordinaire. He spoke for about 30 minutes. Amazing to listen to him.
Still does his own tours.
Still, yeah. I mean, he's absolutely amazing. Just the most down-to-earth guy you'll ever want to meet. He grew a little bit in some pictures.
Oh, take it easy here, Bea. Don't you do this, Bea. Take it easy here, Bea. I'm just saying.
You may have to cut that part out.
I'm going to have to cut a lot out here, just so you know.
Cut that part out. But, I mean, he was just a really, really nice guy. I went up, and I'd never met him. I introduced myself, and he says, "Oh, you've got the Princess Running Group." I said, "I do." I said, "It's nowhere near yours." He has, 600 girls in his running group. And he took the time to know, he knew who I was, and it really was humbling to, and I guess that's the word I want to use. The whole day was.
Mm-hmm.
The other big thing on stage was Roxy Dar. and she absolutely amazed me.
Mm-hmm.
She is called the Real Life Disney Princess. And no, when she came on stage, I did not tell Scott I had to go to the restroom and took off running with my phone. And no, I did not run over Chris or 15 other kids because she was singing Part of Your World. but yes, I did get to see her. She was absolutely amazing. Yeah, I didn't do anything like that.
All right, B, let's be honest. Scott knew exactly where you were at that point.
I had no idea. We were swamped, and she runs over and goes, "I really got to go to the bathroom." So I go, "Yeah, of course, please go." And she disappears, and me and your son are dying over there, and I find out 3 hours later she went to go watch her perform and sing the Little Mermaid song, and she's videotaping it. I'm like, that was your emergency bathroom where you left us stranded because you wanted to go watch her?
Absolutely. Oh. Chris was coming down the aisle, and he looked at me and started laughing. He said, "Don't run over the kids." And I was like, "Get out of my way."
I think she might have hit me on the way by, to tell you the truth, too. I don't know.
But did you guys know that there are only 5 princess voices?
I did not know that, but I wanted to piggyback on your saying, if you want to hear what Roxy Dar sounds like at the meet, there's actually 2 videos right now on YouTube for the 2018 Indie Disney Meet. Okay?
Right.
One is from an Indianapolis channel, and Lou Mangello's got a WDW radio, and he's got 20 minutes where he captures 2 or 3 of her songs. We just watched it today. Go check it out. Yeah, he's got the YouTube video, and Roxy's got a few songs in there. You can see just how impressive she really is.
Yeah, she sang everything. I mean, just everything. And did the voices extremely well. You would never have known that it wasn't the right people, the original people singing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she killed it.
The other entertainment that we had talked about, I think Stacy hit on some of this earlier, it was in BB-8, the decapitated one and the regular one. Darth Vader, the 501 characters, Anna, Elsa, Moana, Ariel. Before it got busy, Chris says, B, look. And I turned around and I looked and I saw Anna and Elsa and Moana. And I said, "Oh, yeah, the princess, they must be making the round." He goes, "Are you not looking? Look. And I turned around and I looked again. And I was like, "Oh, my gosh." And there was Ariel. And I was like, "Bye, Scott." She had a hard
story,
time.
Story of the event. Bye, Scott.
The other way that the money was made was the raffle tickets. And we hadn't touched on that at all.
Yeah, hit us.
I think they were $1 a piece or 6 for $5, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they took, we had several items in our bag, and they took one of the items out from Basin, and they had a whole table of raffle items. And towards the end, I was walking around handing out bags to people who had their hands full because we had bags with our logos on it. And I ran into 3 older women at different tables, and they had 6, 8, 10 rows of these raffle tickets. And I just had to stop and ask them. I said, they were on different tables. I said, "Do you all play bingo?" Mm-hmm. And they were like, "Yes, we do." But the raffle evidently raised a lot of money also.
Mm-hmm. So let's bring this to a close, because we've been on for a while, and I want to make sure people get this one last message, and then we'll each do our final impression. But here was my thought. So this is what made the weekend really cool for me, was we raised a lot of money. We had fun at the expo. We brought our stuff and it looked nice. We took pictures. But you know what made it cool? Was we were able to spend time with each other at this hotel. And it was a great hotel. It was called the America Inn in Fishers, all right? But they had breakfast. But what made it cool was, you know, I was down there on Friday night. Pete left work late, which is, for him, is like the a.m., and he was down early in the morning on Saturday. And then, you know, Stacy came down early in the morning on Saturday, and Scott and B landed really early on Friday. But we all had breakfast together several times, and the Nymans and the Malik's kids were at the pool, and B joined us at the pool late
and
one
so
night.
There's a backflip video out there, I believe, somewhere.
Yeah, I tried. It wasn't pretty. we had dinner together. And, you know, honestly, that was almost as exciting for me and almost as thrilling. Just seeing, like, the fun that we had as just like a big family down there. So
we were a group. We had fun.
Yeah. So Tyler came down and Katrina and Rick, and they stayed at a different hotel, and Chad stayed at a different hotel. The dates change next year. It's now September 21st. So they moved it back 1 month so they don't compete with D23. So what I'd like to do, if that date frees up for more people, is let's find out how many people want to come. And it's not good enough for all to stay at different places. Let's stay at the same place. And you know what? We got buying power. Let me talk to the manager. I've got 10 rooms. I've got 25 people coming or more. And let's see what we can do. But I think staying at the same place, now that would be fun. Stacy was making my stomach hurt. I was laughing so hard when the kids were at the pool. I barely left there controlling myself because it was so much fun at nighttime. And B comes down eating gummy bears out of her pocket. It was like, what is going on?
For my dealer.
What is going on here? You can't imagine how much fun we actually had together. So
Scott and I actually talked to the manager because our flight didn't leave until 5. I guess the assistant manager. And she said she would love to have us all back next year, and they would definitely do a block of rooms for us.
Awesome. You know, and
we just have to hope that there's no football games at home that weekend.
That's correct. What good point. That's a great point. I didn't consider that. So
yeah.
Here's the other problem, too, is the location we hope is at the fairgrounds. It grew so fast, and it's so big, they may need a different home depending on how big or where they can find because it was so large. So that's a good problem mm-hmm. for them to have. So, but no matter where it's at, if they would like us to come, we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it again. And if you want to join us, Amy and Tim and Tamara and Lisa and everyone I mentioned, Rick and Tyler and Michael and Christina and anyone that's part of the DVC family on the DVC groups and anyone that's part of the EDCOT group, I don't want to forget anybody. Let's do it.
And part of our resale groups.
Part of the resale group. Let's do it in force. Let's rent that whole floor out. Let's rent half that hotel out. That would be yep. ideal. We'd have a ball. So
I agree. Yes.
So leave us with an impression. Leave us with a final thought. Pete, Stacy, Scott, B. Let's go with Scott and B first.
Go ahead, Scott. I'll let you talk first this time.
My final impression, and Chris can vouch for me. I mean, I'm you know, I could talk about the indie meet all day because there was lots of great stuff and it was really impressive and fun and crazy and hectic. And Chris can vouch for this, though. When we were leaving Blaze Pizza at night, I pulled him aside and I said, "You've surrounded yourself with a lot of good people here. These are good people." And it just felt like family. You know, B and I are sitting there and we're kind of the outsiders and we're with all the Malik's and the Pontecorvos and the Nymans. And it's just B and myself, but it was comfortable and it felt like family and everybody was smiling and having fun. And I was kind of proud of Chris and everybody else because I was just going, these are good people. You've got a good group here and B and I are honored that you let us into it. And apparently the cat crying in the background as well was invited.
Oh my gosh, my cat is so annoying.
Are you kidding me? I was driving Uncle Scott around. He just joined the Malik family for the weekend. He just joined us. He was part of the Malik family in the van all weekend long.
Let me bum a ride, please.
It was no problem. B, what about you? What's your final impression?
Man, I just had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
I got to meet a lot of people I'd never met, people I've heard of. I got to put a lot of faces with names, not just my clients or my friends or your clients or your friends or people in different groups, but also Lou and some of the other people. And it was just really nice. There might have been 5 or 6 travel agencies there, but they weren't mean to each other. Everybody was supportive and happy and having a good time. And it was nice. Mm-hmm. We couldn't find any fast passes, but you know, everybody was having a good time. But And I would do it again in a heartbeat. I rode with Pete and Missy to the center from the hotel. Scott rode with you, Chris, and your family. We pull up to the light. You're 2 cars in front of us. The Nymans are beside us, and we're all and they were just getting there that morning, and we mm-hmm. all end up heading over there at the same time somehow.
Mm-hmm. So true.
That was cool. Yeah.
Stacy, give us an impression.
Well, so Britta
at the very end of the night, she just was, you know, getting ready for bed with her pajamas and everything. And she looked at me and she goes, Mama, this was the best day ever. And I think that just totally summed the whole thing up. I mean, it was just a blast. I mean, looking at it from her eyes, I felt very childlike throughout the day. Just, you know, being able to hang out with my friends and you know, laugh and play games and listen to music and, you know, just be surrounded by so much energy. It just really was a really, really, really great day. Best day ever.
Awesome. Peter, what about you? Close us down, buddy.
You know, for me, it was another year going to an event I love, and I look forward to going to every year if possible. You know, and if I don't get to go in person, I know I'm going to have plenty of friends there representing us and myself and everything else. So, because next year might be tough for me to go. I'll be completely honest. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go next year.
Yeah, based on your move and whatnot. And yeah. I get it.
Regardless of that, if it's possible for me to go, I'll be there.
Awesome.
We always start the show out saying what we're happy for and what's going on positive in our life. I'm getting a new neighbor, and I'm very excited for that.
Well, thank
Pete
you.
Will be joining me in the next. Pete and Missy will be joining me in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah,
joining Scott and I down here. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a new neighbor, so I'm very excited for that.
Pete can cook for you. I understand he's a good cook, right?
I've already heard that. I've already been informed.
All right, so Scott and me again. I know you've
just
been
out before.
Remember,
I'm not allowed to grill in my lanai.
Yeah, but I've got a house.
Tell us how they can get a hold of you guys.
You can get a hold of us, get a hold of me through our DVC group, which is DVC Sales, or Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC.
Yep.
Yeah. So I messed up this time. Scott did last time.
I always do it.
Yeah. Or my email is buyandselldvc@gmail.com.
Yep. You can always email me at Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at dvc-rental.com.
Yeah, for renting DVC points and for buying and selling DVC. Yeah, for sure. Stacy, Pete, how can they get a hold of us?
Well, if you're listening and you're not part of the Edcot group, you need to go on to the Edcot group right now and
answer the three questions.
Yes, please answer the three questions. Please, please, please. Because then otherwise we all have to discuss why did this person answer the three questions.
Yeah.
Just answer the questions. So, but please go and join us. It's really a family over there. It's not a huge group. It's, you know, just people who really just want to hang out, and that's what we're doing. So, Edcot, or you can chat with us on the WDub Review Facebook page.
So I got to know, who brought either the donkey with the cowbell or the turvis with ice?
That is not me this time.
The Yeti.
Not my child.
I got to know this. Anyways, so for Stacy, for Pete, for Scott, for B, I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for joining us next year on September 21st at the next year, the 2019 Indie Disney Meet. And we appreciate you downloading and listening. Have a great day.
Good See night. Everybody.
Bye, everyone.
How did you know I had a turvis with ice in it?
Because I heard the donkey with the cowbell all day.
Oh, God.